Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you remember when there was a joint session of Congress and President Trump came together and he talked about draining the swamp? And what he's talking about, based on our understanding, is corrupt government. This is what God told us prophetically. He told me that there was a house of cards in Washington, D.C., and that it was all going to come down. He told others that a whim was going to come in and begin to remove all the strongholds, and like almost like a hurricane wind. He told others that it was going to be like a bulldozer coming through. He told Lance Wallnew it was going to be like a wrecking ball. And that's dealing with strongholds and cleaning out, if you would, the swamp, draining the swamp. I want to remind you of what he said when he was standing before the joint session of Congress. This is President Trump.
We have begun to drain the swamp of government corruption by imposing a five-year ban on lobbying by executive branch officials and a lifetime ban. Thank you. Thank you. And a lifetime ban on becoming lobbyists foreign government.
If you've read Proverbs and read the Word of God, I mean, God speaks specifically about corrupt leadership, corrupt judges, corrupt business folks. I mean, he is totally against unjust scales. And that's been happening in America. You know, some of the reports are that people run for office, they buddy up to one of these big industries, they pass laws to benefit that industry, and then that industry hires them and puts them on the board or hires them to give speeches and these different things and transfers his wealth into that person that you voted for to represent you was actually representing that company. Well, he's putting an end to that. That's what he's saying, but I got to talk to you after the break, because right after the break, we're going to hear about God speaking to Cindy Jacobs and gave a prophetic dream literally about draining the swamp.
Well, we heard for quite some time about draining the swamp, and now we're seeing this joint session of Congress where the president is saying he's going to drain the swamp, and we're beginning to understand, you know, what that actually means. Mm-hmm. Well, Cindy Jacobs, she moves in the prophetic. She's been well known around the world, and she had a vision literally about draining the swamp. John, tell us about it.
She writes, as I was praying for the nation today.
This is Cindy Jacobs.
Cindy Jacobs, I had a vision of a swamp being drained. However, as it was emptying, there was a number of swamp creatures that became visible. There were alligators and poisonous snakes, among others. Suddenly, a big war began over the remaining swamp water. The creatures began to turn on each other for territory. And then I saw swamp hunters aggressively wade into the mix. The battle was horrific, and the hunters suffered injury, but they continued fighting on. The interpretation of this is that the situation in Washington is going to heat up even more. It is going to get vicious, and it will heat up until it will seem too difficult to see really what is happening. I realize that this vision was given to me to encourage us as intercessors for the nation, and to have the courage to aggressively fight for righteousness. More things that are hidden are going to come to light. Some of the swamp creatures are going to turn on each other.
So you're looking at it. So what she's saying is, Cindy Jacobs is, can you, is my mic coming over good here? Cindy Jacobs is saying that it's gonna get bad. Because this stuff is so deep-rooted down in American soil.
Oh, yeah.
It's deep-rooted down in American soil and in the heart of this country for quite some years, probably about 100 years. This progressive movement has been basically, you know, big government and saying that, you know, rights come from government, not from God. And so they're in judiciary branch, they're in the executive, they're in the executive branch, they're in all these cabinet under seats, and all across the land. They're probably in some local government around where you are, and it's going to be, you know, the swamp is not just in D.C. It's all connected, and it's real interesting. Some people are against things like this until they find out, what am I getting with this?
Oh,
and if
yeah.
you know if they get something from it, Then they say, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Leave that creature in there. That creature could stay.
When I think we're all going to be humbled during this time, how much are we dependent on government and how much are we dependent on God? Because it's been built on small government. This is exciting because, you know, and also I think about Trey Gowdy. You know, we had Trey Gowdy. He was speaking at Liberty. We had him on VFN TV where he gave a speech specifically like, what are you willing to die for? Hmm. A lot of people are willing to live for a nation that ends with them in a mansion, a nice car, a ski trip and a vacation to the Bahamas if they get something out of it. But are we willing to lay down our life for those that come after us?
Yeah.
Are we willing to do what's right?
The founding fathers were willing to lay it all down. You know, their sacred honor, their wealth, everything, you know.
They laid every bit of it down.
Yeah. When they signed their names to the Declaration of Independence, that wasn't, you know,
there were hanging
signature.
Folks that did
that. Was real. I mean, that was like, I'm giving it all up right now.
Yes.
And everyone talks about the John Hancock signature, but he made it nice and big and bold saying, start with me, basically.
And if you missed our earlier program, we had a program about heaven. Mm. And I'm not saying that so that you die to go to heaven. I'm just saying, like, understand it's not about this life.
Yeah.
Understand God's with us right now, and he wants us to stand up with him. And we need to support. When somebody wants to save the country, save our borders, save the Declaration of Independence, and promote the freedom of the church to be able to express itself, and you know, come on. I mean, we need to stand up
for
that.
That's a good thing.
That's actually a good thing and a mercy thing. What else does she say in this vision?
She continues to say that more exposures are coming. We need to pray for those who are fighting for what is right in Washington. And when you see the swamp war getting more vicious, press in deeper in intercession. It is a sign that progress is being made.
You know, we have a program, I don't know if you've seen it yet, it's going to be coming up, we're going to do that. It's about literally witches are going out in different areas of the country and speaking, you know, spells.
Hexes, spells.
Trying to bind the president and trying to, the Cyrus anointing off of him. Hmm. I mean, they're tapping into to what they know, but they don't have the power to do that. But we got to pray. That doesn't happen. We got to pray and support and realize the swamp is fighting. You know, what it is, think about this. This is what somebody that came out of communism, this is what he said. He said, communism is the biggest temptation to a man's soul, his flesh. Because this is what they say. They say, we'll take care of you.
Hmm.
We will take care of you. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you have this Wendy's commercial, but if you could find that Wendy's commercial where I'm talking about this. But you think about this. That they say they're going to take care of you. You don't have to. We're going to give you a job. Matter of fact, you can just play instruments. The vice president of the previous administration said, "Listen, learn to play your guitar." And, you know, I was like, "What about? Got to work. Got to get a job." And they were trying to shift everybody. And it wasn't just them. It was been a whole movement over a period of time to a place of allowing the government to take care of your needs. And all of a sudden, once you do that, they control you. Now we're possibly, you know, this is a window of time. This is a window of time, and I'm going to talk more about that in a second. But communism, Wendy's got in trouble for playing this commercial because this is exactly, even though they promise you all these wonderful things, everything ends up being gray behind bars and camps. As a matter of fact, this is a Wendy's commercial looking at communism years ago.
Other games sold separately. Your parents help you hook it up.
Choice is no fun. That's why at Wendy's, every hamburger isn't dressed the same. You get your choice of fresh toppings, fresh tomatoes, fresh lettuce, fresh onions, cheese, bacon, and more. Having a choice is better than not.
Is next, swim there.
Choose fresh. Choose Wendy's.
So what this says, communism says, we'll make the choice for you. So the people that are trying to give up their rights are giving up their right to choose because the government will choose for you. There is a window of time now. This, we're fighting for freedom and every moment of freedom. I like what the movie, I think it was called maybe Deliverance or or I can't think of the name of that movie. It wasn't Deliverance, but it was about the Jews that fought and did whatever they had to do.
Defiance.
Defiance. You've got to see that.
Yeah.
You know, that to do whatever it takes to be able to keep your freedom, and they fought every day for that. And he said, every day that we fight is a day that we fight for freedom.
Yeah, government has become way too powerful, and we've there's a whole group of people that try to shift an entire nation to be dependent upon government. But just in a previous program, we talked about turning a city back to God. And oftentimes in this program, we've talked about how sometimes Hollywood knows a little bit more about what God is doing. Just recently, the Country Music Awards, Reba McEntire and Lauren Daigle, a Christian contemporary artist, were singing a new album about turning back to God.
Yeah, I saw that when it came out.
Yeah,
I saw that thing. That was awesome.
This is so encouraging. Because everyone understands that it's not about government.
Right.
This is about turning a nation back to God. And as we've been praying for revival and a great awakening, this is what it's all about.
I think what's important to understand, say everything goes according to clockwork and we get back to this particular freedom and the declaration, it's still just a window of time.
Yeah.
We're probably 4 years away, if not sooner, of a technology takeover. Some of the things we'll be talking about in the future is artificial intelligence, not in robots, literally merging with the internet. And all of a sudden, it begins to just kind of take over. And that's always been people's biggest concern. So much so that the Tesla...
Elon Musk
says that's the reason why I want to build a colony on Mars, because if we don't do that, Mim will exterminate himself by the technology burst. He's putting $1 billion of his own money into stopping artificial intelligence being closed down just for Google.
Well, Stephen Hawking, a bunch of these guys.
Stephen Hawking and DeepThink is the one that's working with Google to basically control AI, according to what they're saying. And he doesn't want just one company to control that. He wants it to be open source, where everybody can, being controlled by one corporation. Hmm. Well, right now we're just moments away from that. So say we get all this freedom, we still have a moment of time. I believe the greatest harvest of souls is coming to the kingdom of God. We're getting ready, not so we can get a bigger boat or so that we can get more stuff and things. It's so that we can have the freedom to preach the gospel and go to all the nations and to broadcast as much truth as we can while we can, because suddenly, our Lord is going to come back for us, and we have to be ready for that. And he's going to bring a big harvest of souls with us. So we're probably, some of the reports are right now, 4 years away from
that. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're probably 8 years away from people putting chips in their head, literally sliding a chip in and having extra boosted, taking their phone, which people are stuck to now, and just putting that technology in their head so they can just tap into it. I know we're not talking about that. We got to go to break. But right now they've put limbs on people, artificial limbs that have been injured from war, and which is a great thing. And they tap into the nervous system to where they can just like you think now, and you move your hand around.
Oh yeah.
They have the same thoughts, and their leg moves, and just like your ear moves. And it's like, that's how accurate they're tapping into these things. So you put your phone into your brain, and now you just think about that stuff, and instantly an entire book is downloaded into your brain. I know it sounds crazy, but this is happening, really.
Yeah.
We're not into the freaky stuff. This is just reality.
This is real.
It's taking place. And so this freedom that we have, it's not about we'll be restricted in communism. It's the very fact that they'll stop us from preaching the gospel. We want to use this freedom. Don't waste another moment just sitting around your house watching other stupid TV program. Get involved. Support VFN TV. Come and join us. Get discipled. Get ready for the harvest that's coming.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.